USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More orders to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus have been ordered in Oregon and New Mexico. It's the most aggressive response yet to the latest wave of COVID-19 infections that are shattering records across the country. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico imposed a two-week stay-at-home order. Meanwhile, in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown ordered a two-week freeze starting Wednesday, under which all businesses will be required to close their doors to the public and mandate work from home to the greatest extent possible. Most Oregon stores will remain open, while gyms, museums, pools, movie theaters, and zoos will be forced to close. Restaurants and bars will be limited to takeout. Social gatherings will be restricted to 6 people. Wall Street closed on a high note Friday. The Dow closed up 399 points, the Nasdaq up 119 points, the S&P 500 up 48. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A hand counting of ballots began Friday in Georgia. The hand tally of the presidential race stems from an audit required by a new state law there. The law requires that one race be audited to check that new election machines counted the ballots accurately, not because of any suspected problems with the results. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger chose to audit the presidential race and said the tight margin meant a full hand count was necessary. Democrat Joe Biden leads Republican President Donald Trump by roughly 14,000 votes in the Peach State. U.S. health officials are emphasizing recent research that a mask protects the person who wears it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had advised people to wear masks because of evidence that it stops people who are infected with the coronavirus, whether they know it or not, from spreading it to others. But this week, the agency posted a new scientific brief that discusses recent studies finding that a wearer gets some protection. They continue to advise Americans to wear masks to stop the virus from spreading. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's renewed signs that shoppers are beginning to load up their pantries as cases of COVID-19 continue to soar. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Consumers are beginning to stockpile their provisions amid fears of another shutdown. I spoke to industry expert Colin Stewart of the national sales and marketing agency Acosta, who tells us the grocery supply chain is better equipped now if there is another shutdown.
The biggest challenge with the supply chain is the fluctuations that are happening. The supply chain in this industry was really built to be more of a just-in-time type of a supply chain, and when we have these big spikes in demand. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is just suppliers have a hard time reacting quickly to some of the big fluctuations that we're seeing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
It looks like more people are not getting married these days, so says the latest figures. From the USA Radio Phoenix Bureau, Tim Berg has more.
According to new census data, the marriage rate in the United States plunged to an all-time low in 2019. For every 1,000 unmarried adults in 2019, this number was 35 a decade ago in 2010 and 86 in 1970. Statistician Sally Curtin is the lead author of the report. She says millennials are in peak marriage years in their 20s and 30s, and that number is still dropping. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.